Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. I want to show you some things. How many of you would like to go to heaven like this? I mean, you all want to go to heaven? Praise God. I want to go there. Well, let's see some of the things before he talks about the coming again of the Lord, some of the things we have to do to get there. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 3. He says, finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided that I should stay alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our co-worker for God and our brother in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith. Now, Timothy was a young man. You know, Paul was a much older man, but you know, all the older men need some young men following along with them. You know that? I'm getting older. I hate to admit it, you know, but I am getting older. You know, the years are creeping up on me. We can't help it if we're getting older. It's a blessing, isn't it, Joseph, to be able to get older. But you know, when you start getting older, there's just some things that you can't do that you could do when you was 20. There's some things you just can't do. You understand that too, don't you, Mama? Grandmama? You know what I mean, right? You're not quite as flexible as at the age you are today as you was when you were 20, right? But, Delbert, you're not either, are you? No. So we all know that. So when we get older, that's why God gives us children and grandchildren, because we need those little ones that are young to help us out when we get older. So praise God. He says, they sent Timothy to take care of these things and to check them out. He was a fine young Christian man. Verse 3 and 4. And to keep you from becoming disturbed by the troubles you were going through. Troubles you were going through? I mean, gee, you mean they had troubles back in those days too? Boy, is there troubles everywhere? Has there always been troubles? Yeah, they're always been there and they're going to be there. But of course you know that such troubles are going to happen to us Christians. He tells us right there, get used to it. It's going to happen to you. Just take it for granted. It's going to happen. Even while we were with you, we warned you that trouble would soon come, and they did, as you well know. I mean, trouble comes. I don't care who you are. Who knows what's going to happen? But I'm sure glad I know Jesus in this day and age. That's all I can say. Certainly glad that I know Jesus. And he said, because there's troubles coming. Boy, are they here. Do we have them? Is this nation at unrest? I'm telling you it is. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you well know. And, of course, I've been warning this church, you know, that these things are going to happen, and they're happening. You know, then they're getting worse all the time. Verse 5 and 6. That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that all your work had been useless. You know, when troubles, trials, and tests come, you know, unless you're really founded in the faith, what happens to you? You fall away. It's so easy to fall away. And just like Dave said a while ago when I was telling him last night, I said, Dave, in my teaching today, which is yesterday, I said, everywhere I went, it was talking about the importance of the Word. Everywhere, wasn't it, Kim? Everywhere I went. It's amazing how God, I mean, he was preaching to me too, right out of His Word. That, son, the only thing that's important is the Word. Hide the Word in your heart. You can use the Word to come against the enemy. The Word is the sword of the Spirit. You can take the Word and you can defeat the enemy. You can take the Word and you can be saved. You can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be made whole. Mountains will move when you speak because of the Word. It's written. But most people don't believe it. But it's written, isn't it? It's there. So what's the most important thing in the world? The Word, of course, the Word. And if we got the Word in our heart, we will never fall away. We'll never be afraid. We'll never, never let the enemy get through to us. It don't make it what kind of trials and tests he throws at us. Right, Tom? We know who we are. We're sons of God. Now, Timothy has just returned bringing the good news that your faith and love are as strong as ever. He reports that you remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. Verse 7 and 8. So we have been greatly comforted, dear brothers and sisters, in all of our own crushing troubles and suffering, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life knowing that you remain strong in the Lord. Well, if there's anything that gives you new life and renewed life, it's when you find out that the people you've been training or teaching the Word of God to over all the years, that they're still strong, that they're doing something great for God. You know, they're not out there lying, stealing, or doing something that's sinful. You know, it breaks my heart when people get away from God. It gives us new life knowing that you remain strong in the Lord. Verse 9 and 10. How we thank God for you, because of you we have great joy in the presence of God. Night and day we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again to fill up anything that may still be missing in your faith. Now then, I'm telling you, every one of us in this room, me included, have got many areas that our life need to be filled up with faith. You know, I mean, yesterday at the healing school, one of the ladies that came up needed healing. She just couldn't get a hold of faith. She just couldn't get a hold of it. She said, well, I'm not sure this is going to work. I said, ma'am, if you're not sure, it ain't going to work. And then another lady came up, and I told her, I said, she told me what her problem was, and I said, honey, get your Bible, hand it to me, let her read James 5, 14, 15, and 16. She got her scripture, and she read that out loud, and she says, my lands, that's a promise from God. He said that it's mine. She said, you pray for me, I'm healed. It's written right there. Now, do you think she got it? Yeah, she got it. How did she get it? She read the Word. The Word is what set her on fire. That is a promise from God. And another couple come up, I quoted that to him, and he said, well, we've had that prayed over us, but it hasn't worked. I said, did you make that faith-destroying phrase, if it be your will, God? He said, well, don't you always pray like that? I said, you never pray like that. I said, there's no faith in if it be your will, when he just said, I will do it. You know, I said, just like the poor little guy had leprosy when he come down out of the mountain. He said, Lord, I know you can heal me if you're willing. What did the Lord tell him, Tom? No, he said, I am willing. That's what the Lord did tell him. The man said, Lord, I know you can heal me if you're willing. See, Jesus had to change that man's theology. That man was in the, if it's your will. The Lord looked him in the eye and said, it is my will. I am willing. So what happened to his faith? It boomed up. So he reached over and touched him in the name of Jesus. And because he was Jesus, and the guy was healed. Right there. You have to realize that it is God's will. Now then, verse 11 and 12. We need that strong faith. May God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus, make it possible for us to come to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love overflows toward you. Now, this is where every Christian should live, in a place of love. I mean, a place of love. Verse 13 and 14. As a result, Christ will make your heart strong, blameless, and holy when you stand before our God, our Father, on that day when our Lord Jesus comes with all those who belong to him. There's going to be a day when the King's going to come with all of his saints back to this earth. Are you going to be one of them saints that's going to be with him? Yes, I'm going to be one of those. Praise the Lord. Go to the next chapter. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 18. He's coming back. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God. Now then, if there was ever anything all of us should do at this time, what should it be? To live in a place that pleases the King. You don't want to make the King unhappy, do you, Rosemary? Absolutely not. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that will please God. As we have taught you, you are doing this already, and we encourage you to do so more and more. For you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, let's see what it says in verse 3 and 4. God wants you to be holy. I can't imagine God wanting his people to be holy. I mean, we're holy. He's holy, so he wants us to be holy, right? Absolutely. This is the teaching all throughout the Word of God. God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all, what kind of sin? That's a sin that is running rampant across America today. And that's why the church, that's why the United States of America is being judged so today. That's why there's so much cancer. That's why there's so much prostate cancer. That's why there's so much cervical cancer in women, breast cancer and everything else, because sexual sins are running rampant in the United States of America. And as I and Cheryl and I have been in the healing ministry together, we have seen so many people healed when they repent of their sins, but they don't have to go there. We see girls all the time with cervical cancer because they've been having sex out of wedlock. Now, the thing we have noticed that if a man and a woman get married and they enjoy their sexual relationship, which God granted them because they're married, you never see a woman that's been married that's not been promiscuous. You never see a woman with cervical cancer. I ain't never seen one that's been a clean, pure woman that had cervical cancer. Never. You know anybody that's had cervical cancer that was a clean, pure woman? I never seen one. Now then, have you ever seen a woman with cervical cancer? Oh, I've seen lots of them. I prayed with lots of them. I mean, that what was that shot they give Bailey? Gargacil shot. That Gargacil shot, cancer, that uterus cancer is so pronounced in teenage girls in America today, they want to start giving that shot to girls that are as young as 12 years old. They think that's going to stop them from having that cancer. Let me tell you, that's not what's causing, I mean, why did all of a sudden we had no cancer in females, we had no cervical cancer, no uterus cancer, virtually non-existent, and then all of a sudden since the 50s and 60s, we get this free love thing and everybody moves in with everybody, and all of a sudden the hospitals are now getting fuller and fuller and fuller of young women with cervical cancer. Why can't we turn on our brain? Why can't we see what causes this? It's sin. That's what causes it. I mean, just think. A man, they say, well, it's because they're having sex. Hey, that's not true. A man and a woman gets married, and they have sex all of their life. And do they have cervical cancer? No. A woman never has nothing wrong with her. I mean, God made a man and a woman to enjoy their sexual relationship, didn't he?
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Highway to Heaven, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.